Meditation on dealing with anger. Begin this meditation by thinking for a moment that you are doing this to help yourself have an open heart and a peaceful mind, and that the benefit of that will flow from you to everyone you come in contact with. So begin by focusing the attention on the body and relaxing the muscles, allowing any tension to leave the body with the out-breath. Take a few moments to simply complete that process. Breathing in and then releasing on the out-breath. Breathing in and releasing on the out-breath. Breathing in and releasing. And then when you're ready, bring your attention to concentrate more specifically on your breath. So follow the rising and falling of the breath. Follow the breath in and the breath out. If your mind drifts away, gently bring it back to focus on the rising and falling of the breath. Until you feel your mind is calm and your awareness is sharp. Now begin by remembering times when you or someone else was angry. Just allow any memories to float up to your awareness. And allow your attention to settle on a specific incident now. Allow a particular episode to come to mind. It may be someone else, or it may be yourself. And as that comes to mind more clearly, can you remember the things that resulted from that angry situation. Perhaps there were hurt feelings, yours or others. Perhaps it led to damaged relationships. Perhaps to damaged property. Allow yourself to remember the results of that situation. And then when you're ready, allow this situation to recede and return to the present moment and the rising and falling of the breath. Coming back through the breath to this present moment. Becoming aware of the rising and falling of the breath in the body, right here, right now. And now, once again, I invite you to recall a situation in which you let yourself become completely under the control of anger. Do your best to recall the details of the experience. Perhaps others were present, perhaps not. Perhaps it was a long time ago, or perhaps not. Bring to mind as many details as you can. Perhaps you're reliving it now. Allow yourself to remember how it felt in your mind. The wish to harm or have harm befall the object of your anger. And how that anger felt in your body. The tightness of holding, the discomfort of burning anger, feel how anger is experienced in your body. Then remember the things you said and did while you are under the influence of that anger. Can you notice how the anger burned up your happiness at that time? Recall how it left you with less positive energy. And as much as you can, generate a feeling of regret for the way you acted and the things you said and did while you were angry. And then bringing yourself through the breath back into the present moment, allowing that time to recede. Focusing on the rising and falling of the breath in the body in this present moment. Perhaps you can feel a residue now, having relived that experience, or perhaps not. Simply allowing the body and mind to settle into this neutral space of the present moment through focusing on the rising and falling of the breath. And from this more neutral place, I invite you to contemplate the following points about anger and check whether you found them to be true. And remembering that even one of these points can help you control your anger the next time it arises. Anger makes even the most beautiful person appear unattractive. Think of the people who you've seen when they were angry and recall the way they looked. Can you imagine how you look when you're angry? Do you want to look like that? The second point is that there's no chance for us to be happy while we're under the influence of anger. Happiness and anger cannot occur simultaneously. And now contemplate how anger destroys our physical health and mental peace. It creates high blood pressure, which can then result in heart attacks and strokes. The body is placed under a great deal of stress, when a person is fired up with anger. And consider how anger creates a tense and uncomfortable atmosphere, and everyone present feels unhappy, or at the very least, very uncomfortable. Anger can make us lose our usual sense of discrimination. It causes you to act in harmful ways you later regret. And think how angry people cannot be trusted, because they can and do lose control. Anger itself has a destructive nature. When anger dominates your mind, you want to harm things and people. And consider how one angry incident can have long-term repercussions for yourself and for others. Anger can cause the loss of friends. No one wants to be around an angry person. Anger creates enemies. When you harm someone, they naturally want to harm back, and at the very least, they don't want to help you. Anger not only destroys relationships, it causes people to lose their jobs, and even causes people to kill or injure others. And finally, we know anger does not bring happy results. It doesn't benefit me, and it doesn't benefit others. As best you can, whenever a strong thought arises that you want to avoid getting angry in the future, concentrate on one of these points, single-pointedly, for as long as you can, to help that anger dissipate. And let's finish this meditation with the thought. By doing this meditation on anger, now and in the future, may I always be able to overcome anger and other disturbing emotions. In doing this, may I only benefit others and never harm them.